From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The National Legislature of China today approved a law directed at Taiwan, which Beijing regards as a renegade province. The law authorizes a military attack should Taiwan move toward formal independence. The White House called that move unfortunate, and the head of Taiwan's Mainland Affairs Council said such a serious provocation gravely affects regional security. This reaction came from Shangren Li of the pro-independence Taiwan Solidarity Union.
China is going to begin the legal war against Taiwan, so we should say something, and we strongly suggest the government should have a strong reaction. They cannot just keep quiet.
Kurt Campbell of the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington was Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Asia and the Pacific from 1996 to 2000. He joins us in the studio. Welcome to the program.
Good to be with you.
We just heard a Taiwanese party member urging Taiwan not to keep quiet, to have a strong reaction. Does Washington want to hear a strong reaction from Taiwan to what the Chinese have done?
I can assure you that the wheels are spinning here in Washington with senior administration officials quietly weighing in to Taipei, urging them not to ramp this crisis up. It's an unfortunate development. I think after a couple of years in which China has been on its absolute best behavior diplomatically, they've come forward with this, which really sets back both their image in the region and also creates the very real prospect of tensions down the road.
Is it conceivable that the Chinese, if Taiwan were to pass some sort of resolution that suggested it was an independent nation, that they would simply attack with missiles or land troops? What might we expect?
I think the conventional wisdom for the last several years has been that these actions are more about either bluffing or taking a very hard line in the attempt to deter Taiwanese actions. I think, however, we're entering a new period in which that we cannot dismiss out of hand the very real prospect that under enormous stress, or at least what the leaders in Beijing would consider stress from pro-independence moves in Taiwan, that indeed they may contemplate various actions down the road. I think it's unlikely in the short term, but I think the table is set, if you will, for much more draconian steps.
If, in fact, China in recent years has gained membership to the World Trade Organization, I believe the Europeans are about to lift the ban on arms sales to China. As you say, in recent years, Chinese behavior has been seen as calm and exemplary on the issue of Taiwan. How do you understand this?
Well, the strategic thinkers in China believe that the trends in Taiwan in terms of a desire for independence or separation are growing. And I think the conservative elements within the party in Beijing have pushed this effort. And, ultimately, I believe it will backfire.
What is understood to be U.S. policy in the event of, say, an attack by the People's Republic of China against Taiwan for something that the Chinese consider to be an act of toward independence? Does the U.S. say, we will be there to defend you, Taiwan?
I think in many respects, this is uncharted waters. I think it would involve the United States, quote, quote, defending Taiwan. But ultimately, all conflicts end. And the question is, what would the United States be intervening into this conflict for? Would it be to restore the status quo antebellum, or would it be to create a separate entity in Taiwan? These are questions that, frankly, the United States is mum about, as it should be strategically, because that is part of our goal to create a sense that both the potential protagonists have some uncertainty about what the United States would do in a true crisis.
You mean that the U.S. wants to keep it uncertain as to what we would do, to at least maintain the possibility open to everybody that we would be there, we would be involved in a fight, perhaps?
Yes, and also what the ultimate consequences of such a conflict would be. I can also say that when you ask most Asians what development do they fear more than any other, this is number one on the list.
Mr. Campbell, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you. It's been terrific.
Kurt Campbell is the Director of International Security Studies at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C.